Welcome to Money Chats and Mishaps, a podcast by FamBrokers hosted by Renee Long, the director and founder of FamBrokers.
Thank you very much, Miss Karen. So Karen V from Funding is here to talk about what Funding does. So Funding is an alternate lending solution which can provide different sorts of funding and lending options for people in the market that may not fit that vanilla. So we're sort of in the Neapolitan swirl phase with you guys. So over to Karen. Tell me what Funding does, how Funding can help people, especially self-employed people, with the commercial and that sort of side of it.
Well, thanks, Renee. I'm honoured to be here as well, which is nice for a change to get out of the office, I guess.
Well, I've known you for a little while now, and can I just say, this is an inappropriate comment, but you are so gorgeous, and I've never seen you look bad. Like, I turned 52 on Sunday, so, mate, things that used to say good morning, say good afternoon now on me. You always look like you've just stepped out of Vogue.
No.
You are absolutely gorgeous. So I do have to say that.
No, I appreciate it.
And you make me laugh. Yeah. And you are one of the funniest, happiest BDMs I've known. And I was a BDM for the last 5 years. So, you know.
I think it's all the caffeine I have.
Yes! Go the coffee.
And the coffee at first 6 a.m. in the morning to Jesus. I think I have a 4 or 5 coffees a day now.
So you only start at 6. I just start at 4.
Can't be buzzing too much.
Tell us about Funding and you.
Yeah, so firstly with Funding, it's a private lender. I know that a lot of people get a bit weary about private lenders. They're like, this is going to be...
Well, after the, I suppose, the article about another company sending a bikie around, and we know who they are, definitely not Funding.
No.
Funding doesn't have anything to do with bikers.
No, it doesn't. So obviously I've jumped into Funding. I've only been in the role for, I think, about 4 months. It's been amazing. So what it is, all solution focused. So what we're really known for is working on coded loans. So we're one of the only private lenders in the space predominantly that lives up by code for consumer products, if people don't know what that is. So an everyday person can come in and request a loan from us. Doesn't have to be under a company or a trust. It can be under an individual name. We're big in the construction space.
That makes you quite niche in the market.
Yes.
So you provide that, plus you're in construction.
Yes.
So there aren't too many private lenders that will do an individual, and not too many private lenders that do construction.
That's correct.
So you've gone down a funnel to go down a funnel to provide a great solution for people.
That's correct. And nice. That's what the company does, and they've been doing it for quite some time. They've done it for about 10 years.
Yeah.
In the construction space, where we really win the business is in partial complaints. So a lot of the bigger lenders don't actually go down the partial complaint space. So client is building the house. The builder has actually, unfortunately, the materials have increased, or they've run out of money if they're owner builder. A lot of the banks won't touch it because it's halfway. There's no way they can expand that additional funding. So what we do in partial completes, I think we're the only lender in the space that does partial completes as well, which is...
So I know that there's three lenders that do partial completes, but I think you're the only one, like, you have a very good product on the market. So when I was a BDM for a lot lender, I won't say.
No, of course not.
No. They used to do partially completes, but... when you talk about a partial complete, it's really, really hard because you're right. That builder could have gone broke. That, something could have happened. Somebody walked away from a half-finished project.
Yeah.
They just thought it was too much. Leave it. Somebody's trying to buy it, or somebody's trying to finish their product.
Right, yep.
So when it's a partial built product, for somebody out there that doesn't know what partially built means, it can mean anything from slab stage through to frame stage through to... through to lock-up stage, so it can be almost complete and it just needs that finishing touches, but it could be the sink and the kitchen and that sort of thing. The bathrooms might be done, but the kitchen might not be. They might have floors and walls, but they might not.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And then also what we do is we take into consideration the as-is value. So a lot of construction or people that are building wouldn't know this. So a lot of the lenders will utilise just the funds of what the property land is of value. For our value as-is, we take into consideration also what the client has spent on the construction so far up to that point
As is of with the dwelling on.
That's correct.
That's partially built. That's fantastic.
That's correct. So that does help them from a, you know, solution focus. It helps them from a funding perspective as well. And we take all of that into consideration because it just makes sense.
I think that's one of the best products on the market, because there's a lot of people that have that, but they don't know where to go and they walk away and they lose money.
Yes.
So none of us want somebody to lose money. We want somebody to be able to achieve what they need and get that end result. So it's fantastic. So when you're looking at that, what is there too much of a difference in – so you'll go to a broker.
Yep.
The broker provides them with options. You're the best option.
Yep.
It's a partially built property.
Yep.
What would you tell the client or – to say these are things that you need for that to proceed or some tips for them if they've got a partially built property?
Yeah, so for a partial complete property, especially for an owner-builder, the struggle that we find is they pretty much just do it on the fly. You know, they have, you know, I'll just pay invoices as it comes. So what I recommend is if you have the documentation or invoices, make sure you collate all that information. So in case you do go down that avenue, that you have the representation or that documents up front. So that helps actually with your case well, and anything that can really help from that space. In the partial complete space as well, if it's a company, if they're looking to do it in a company, make sure you have in your profit and loss or having the expenditure calculated somewhere.
Yeah.
And that can really help. For an individual client as well, same concept. Make sure you're – so what I do find for individual clients that are constructing, say, for their own property, their struggle is I'm just waiting for the invoice to be sent by the tiling guy or the guy that's doing the windows or whatever it may be. Make sure you're asking for that documentation up front, because what we struggle is we can only pay what you've actually received in invoices.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And a lot of clients spend a lot more than what those invoices come in. So make sure you are tracking that up front for sure.
And then you fund them to complete their project?
Yes, that's correct.
And then they complete the project and then they've got a house that's livable.
That's correct.
Rather than having to walk away or selling it for land value.
Yeah, 100%. And the beauty there as well, so what we have is making sure, one, especially for partial completes, what the funds obviously they've spent so far, what they need to complete, but what the clear exit is. So at funding, we have everything capitalized.
So tell me what a clear exit is. I know what a clear exit is, but the clients out here may not know. So tell me what a clear exit is.
A clear exit means you can't turn around and say in 12 months, because especially with us, we have short-term loans. I'll figure it out when it gets closer to the point. No, you actually need to know, are you looking to refinance? Have you done any type of serviceability to be able to refinance out after 12 months? Are you looking to sell that property? So if you are constructing or whatever it may be, you are able to, you've put it on the market, or you're looking to put it on the market. And how we identify that is by literally the realestate.com link. It's that simple. So that's what we mean by clear exit. So after the term, we can identify, are you refinancing, are you selling, or are you getting cash from mum and dad?
And the refinance can be, or you're selling other properties to pay it out.
Correct.
So, but the refinance component can be if they want to live in it or if they want to have it as an investment property.
That's correct.
And utilise that rental income to support if they need to.
That's correct. So it's more for us, and I think with anyone in the finance space, so especially if you're away from one of the major lenders, in private lending or even unsecured business lending, if you want to go down that avenue, you need to have a clear exit, because that's where the, I guess, credit team will feel quite insecure and say, well, we're not going to lend with this client because this client has no idea what they're going to be doing at the end of the term. So effectively, if you've got the 12 months or the 6 months or the 24 months, you don't have that clear way out, they're not going to effectively lend to you because it's too much of a risk for the client as well as for the lender as well, because you don't want to put them in a situation that they're stuck with something that they can't get out of. So you want to, you don't want to make them worse in that situation. You want to try and improve them as much as possible.
So you're improving that. You're finding a solution for them, one that doesn't have as much of a pain point. So what other products and services do you provide that can help that individual or in the construction space or your niches?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want, as you say. Right, whip out that Spice Girl song, but tell me what funding does so that they can Tell the clients what can be done.
Well, the full product suite is bridging loans. In case clients don't know what bridging loans are, it's when you're purchasing a property, your current house is on the market, you go out on the weekend, you think, oh my God, I love that property, let's buy it now. You jump into it, but your house hasn't actually sold in time. So you need a location of effective funds that can help you balance it between that period. So that's what a bridging loan is. Quick on those, across all our products, we start at a very low rate, and I think it's just on the speed. So the niche that funding does is we can settle something within 3 to 5 business days. It is super quick from application to conditional approval to formal approval to settlement.
The difference with a private lender is you pay more fees and charges.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And none of us are going to sugarcoat
that.
Because you
need
to, you need to say this is what you're going to do.
100%.
But it's that opportunity costs. It's what is paid for can benefit. So I've had clients lately come back to me to say there was an opportunity to go down the private or commercial route, but I didn't buy that property then 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to save. Yeah. By the time we saved, we now can't get back in the market.
Correct.
Or... it's gone up by 200,000, 150,000, and now we can't get that extra.
100%.
So sometimes paying that small amount to get where you need to go, property goes up all the time, and finances are a fickle thing.
100%. But and that's the thing, you don't want to miss out on that opportunity.
Exactly.
So if you look at it from the long-term perspective, and this is what I always say to all my brokers as well, private lending, yes, like you said, it's going to cost you. Let's be real. Let's not sugarcoat it.
But it provides that solution
that
you didn't have.
It does.
You save that house.
Yes.
You get that.
So that's where your long
built finish.
That's where your long-term your long-term gain. So short-term pain for long-term gain, effectively, right?
It's like a bikini. Whip that sucker off and
put that leg up and just go for it. Yes, we went there.
Yeah. you know, we're quite comfortable. We've had many conversations about interesting topics.
Exactly, we have. But the beauty, like I said, the beauty of there is if you look at the, say you've done that for 12 months and then you're looking at over a 30-year loan term, you're effectively close to on par to what you'll be repaying is.
Yeah.
The only difference is, you know, that property now when you purchase it is worth $600,000 by the time you end of the loan term, say 12 months, that's now worth $700,000-$800,000. So let's look at the apples for apples solution.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And no matter what fruit's in your basket, it's a much better result.
It is.
It's a bigger and better mango than it was before.
It is. It is. So that's one of them, the bridging loans, the business lending loans as well. So it's great for, we do great for tax debt. Now, what I normally
talk about tax debt in the private funding space. So I get a lot of clients that have tax debt.
Yep.
And they think, oh, no. And then all of a sudden they get that letter from the tax department, or they find out that the tax department has put it on their credit file and they know that they're going after them.
Yes.
So paying out tax debt, 90% of the lenders don't like it.
Yes.
Only 10% small lenders will look at that. So how do you provide a solution for clients with that?
So what we do is if they have a security, so they've got a property itself, now we look at a couple things. Like you mentioned, no lender will actually touch a client that has tax debt because it's highly risk. So that effectively you don't know how to manage yourself. Sometimes it doesn't matter who the party is. So what we look at, if the client has a property, a security effectively, we look at the value of that property. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have an existing mortgage on that property, then we refinance it as a first mortgage. So we refinance that loan, add the tax debt attached to it. And then what I normally say to kind of say, well, since we're there, you might as well add a bit of cash flow to your business if required as well. So that's would be the solution. Now, if you're looking at it from with the tax department, once you get that letter in the mail, they give you 6 months or sometimes they just beef up the interest for those repayments. So a lot of the long times, you're better off just refinancing that out, having it against a property that you have. And if your exit is saying, well, my exit in 6 months is to refi, then happy days, refi. Yeah. But it's actually from a long-term perspective, it actually will gain you that additional funds as well. And another lender, when you refinance, will look at your profile because you no longer have that tax debt. So at the moment, say, for example, you might get a refinance for a business loan.
Because the tax debt impacts your borrowing capacity. It does. Well, because it's a debt.
It does.
And once it's paid out, it's one of the only debts I found out the other week that gets removed from the credit file instantly.
Yes.
Once it's paid.
100%.
But once it's on there.
You can't.
It's a no-go.
No lender will touch you. Yep. And it doesn't matter how
there
amazing.
There is no second date no, on that
there is
one.
No, there is no second date. There's not even a handshake. There is no, nothing.
There is no. We'll talk about foot fetishes later.
There is absolutely nothing.
You've been voted off the island. Coconuts have some.
Yes, coconuts are no longer there, unfortunately. But no, effectively, so there's no going back. And and think of it, if you have a business and you're needing to get additional cash flow, how are you going to get that when you've got the worst one I've seen is $700,000 taxed over poor client's head because they didn't know that their account hadn't looked at a couple of things kind of had been missed effectively, or they had a massive uptake on sales and they didn't take into consideration the tax that was going to be attached to those sales. So it can be a double-edged sword on both sides, but you've got to have to find a solution with your broker. Speak to your broker, say, look, I'm in this situation, be transparent. And the biggest thing as BDM,
tell us where the bodies are buried.
Yes, tell us we want
tell
to know
us. I always say that and I'm like, if you tell me where a body's buried, I think I'll faint. However, but tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
So as a broker, I need to know. I'm not going to judge you. I have – people have judged me for having OnlyFans clients.
Yeah.
People have judged me for funding a brothel.
Yeah.
I'm like
– why?
That's no reflection on who I am.
Correct.
And it's no reflection on them either.
Correct.
A person is a person.
Correct.
So if you have bad credit – you shouldn't be made to feel shame.
100%.
And you can also assist when there's hairs on a deal, effectively.
Yes.
With some bad credit or otherwise.
100%.
It's that solution-focused lending, which is vital to everyone these days.
But the beauty thing as well, as a broker, like once a client tells a broker will speak to the BDMs. And all of us BDMs, and you would know this, we all speak to each
together.
Other. We all work together.
If you can't do it, somebody else can't do it, you will.
And you know what, there's so many group chats going around as well. So you just effectively... don't be afraid, even if you're a broker, don't be afraid to tell your BDM, hey, this is a situation. I always say this. Tell me all your skeletons in your closet.
I do the tell me where the body's buried and point to which pot plant. Is that a raised vegetable done for a reason?
The one that's a bit
but yeah. The tomatoes are doing really well. No, blood and bone in the soil. But like hand on heart, I will go to the BDMs and say, I don't want to put it in writing, but I need to talk to you about this client. And then it's like, okay, let's find a solution.
That's correct.
We can actually help that person in 12 months, 6 months, 3 months. Sometimes they could be losing their house because of something and they didn't know what they didn't know until it was too late.
Yeah.
And in their mind they thought it was too late, but 3 months before, if they'd have said something, it would have been easier.
Yeah.
It gets done, just makes the job a lot harder.
It does.
For everyone, you guys as well.
Absolutely. And you can't hide anything. And let's be honest, as much as you want to sugarcoat things and put more dirt on, you know, just to cover the arm that's popping up out of the pot plant, that's a bit creepy. But sooner or later, it comes out. And, you know, there's so many searches in the background. You'd rather be upfront with it. And if you get a no from a lender, doesn't mean it's a no from everyone. It'll be a no from that particular one. You can look at the next one. And you want to do that before you go through any application phase as well.
I have 102 accreditations with banks and lenders and privates.
Wow.
So most brokers have between 22.
Yes.
And maybe up to 50.
Yeah.
But I don't do... I do vanilla clients, but I do more other clients, self-employed, commercial, private lens, developers, businesses.
Yeah.
I spoke to a business the other day. I reviewed their what they were spending and by redoing their loans and having a look at their equipment finance especially, I saved them $20,000. Yeah. Like, that's huge. And now they love me.
Yes.
It's like, show me what you've got, but tell me all the bad bits.
100%. Right? And that's the thing as well. So one thing with private, depending on the private lender, this is what we do, we capitalize the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does, if you don't know what that is, it's effectively the client is not paying any monthly repayments
so
on that particular
that
loan.
Capitalization is your interest repayments are put on top of your loan.
That's correct.
Included in what your funding solution is.
100%.
So if you have a 6 month or a 12 month, that's all paid for, which allows the client to get their shit sorted, excuse the French, along the way.
Exactly. And breathing space. And that's and I've the biggest ones that I've seen is a broker had a client that had three different loans through three different private lenders, and the client had literally just gasping for air. And I said, the biggest thing that you can do for this poor client is roll them into another loan with
one
us,
facility.
One facility,
capitalize it,
give the client some breathing space, and allow them to get their effectively shit sorted.
Yeah.
So
I know that's a terrible thing to say, but sometimes it takes that.
It does. And unfortunately, it all comes down to the advice that they get and also what the client is willing to move forward. So the reality is a lot of people aren't finance savvy. And that's even, you'd be surprised, a lot of finance people aren't finance savvy.
That's true.
We know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know
until we find out.
Exactly. So, and the beauty there is that you've got someone that can give you that breathing space. So that's where that capitalized interest does come in. I've seen clients come out of a situation so much better after the fact of it as well. And that's what it's done. That's what capitalized interest is. But that's the beauty. That's what I recommend to everyone. If you can give your clients a breathing space, even through tax debt or to kind of reconsolidate all their different loans that they might have as well, there is a solution out there. You're just going to ask the right questions.
Yeah. So three key take-home points.
Yep.
What would you tell a client,
mm-hmm.
or what would you tell a broker as well? What are the three key take-homes for this is going to help your client, or this is going to help you get the loan?
Yep.
And your take-home points of what stuff you don't do.
Okay. So key thing that the three key points that I would recommend is the top of my head. Key points would be, I've lost my train of thought.
So if you were asking somebody, if somebody was asking you, what are the three things I need to get a loan through you guys that you would consider?
Yep.
What are the three things that I shouldn't do?
Okay, so the three things you shouldn't do is, if the client is overly capitalized, so for us, as an example, their max LVRs, so our LVR is max 70. Now,
so that's loan variant ratio based on the valuation of that property.
That's correct.
So 70% of what the property value is.
Correct.
80% of what the property value is, 60%,
correct,
et cetera.
Correct. So if the client is refinancing an existing loan over through to us, and the LVR is like 60% with lender A, effectively, they come over to us to refinance and, you know, add additional withdrawing of the funds of that particular property, our max is, the client only has 10%. So that's where we fall short. Our max is 70, but it's all depending on the client profile. I normally see that our sweet spot is 50 to 65%. 70, it's a lot of the cases, depending if it's a good, strong client. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have...
Because there's a lot of clients that are asset-rich, cash poor, and they need to do some things because something's come up.
That's correct. And it all comes down to if they can service. So the beauty of what we do is at Conditional, we do some soft touches on servicing. Nothing goes on the client's profile, but we're able to see if they can get out themselves out of the situation. So that's one thing.
And a soft touch is a view of your credit profile.
That's correct.
So I mentioned this before at another one. It's like Tinder, but for finance, okay? You get to see the picture, but you don't get to see what's behind it. The credit gets to see what's behind it, and then they'll swipe right or left.
Yes.
I don't know which one's which, but I know it's one or the other, okay? Clearly, I don't have my Tinder profile. I might be a bit old for Tinder.
Oh, don't even dating apps is another conversation.
Actually, it could be. Suspected spam, got a lot of that, right?
I know. No, but that's the one thing. So, obviously, if the client's overly exposed in debt, we unfortunately can't help them. Yes, we can get them out of a situation, but we don't want to put them more in a situation. Now,
the current affair rule.
Yes.
Nobody wants to.
No one wants to be there.
An 80-year-old and on a current affair and saying this is what we did.
No, thank you.
It's the humane way, but it provides that solution for the short term so that they can get in a position for the next term. So, and I've been a BDM for a private funder, and I've worked with and done quite a few private lends where often the people are asset rich, cash poor.
Yeah.
Something's happened, they needed to pay something off. An extension's happened, they need cash out for something, but because they've started a new business or a trust and the ABN's not long enough, or they have an $800,000, $500,000 tax debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that you can do.
Correct.
That construction side of it, though, is a bit of a game changer for you guys.
Yes.
Where it's not for others. And people think, oh, but my accountant and my solicitor and my doctor, and they wouldn't ever need. A third of my clients that use private lenders are those professions.
That's correct.
You know?
Like I said,
it's not a thing to be ashamed of.
It's not, no.
Private lender provides a solution for the person at the time.
Yes.
I had one guy once come to me and ask about funding for the construction of a storage shed facility.
Yeah.
Now, he actually got the funding.
Yeah.
And they paid off that storage facility in 3.5 years.
Yes.
100% completely paid off.
Wow.
Or under 3 years, I think. And it was like, wow. So everything from that point, pure profit.
Yes.
But to be able to do that and smash that down is just mind-blowing.
It is. It is. And that's the thing. So you want to be able to provide a solution, right? And especially in the construction space, you see so many of the uglies as well.
Yeah. That so tell me an ugly, a really hard case study that you guys have found a solution for,
so
people can understand that as a concept.
Because
case studies, I think, are undervalued.
Yes, they are.
But
well, this is a solution that we've had for a client that was looking for quick debt consolidation.
Yeah.
They needed about $5.8 million. We did it in 12 months. It was a 12-month term, and we did this one at 70% LVR. So obviously the client had a good profile. Now, the situation that they had was same thing. So they had multiple debts, including tax obligations. So it was a substantial tax debt that was weighing over their head. They had a newly completed duplex and another rented investment property. They faced several outstanding debts, unfortunately, and needed something more streamlined for their commitments. And they needed the way out was to prepare for their properties for sale, because that was the ultimate solution that they needed.
Yeah.
Now, what we did for the broker was we on the scenario with the three properties that we had as security, so we allocated three, hence why we were able to do the 70% LVR, so there wasn't much of an exposure. We refinanced the solution was to consolidate all the debts, existing debts, to pay them all out, allowing the client to have the settle of the obligations and refocus their investment on their goals. So
they paid out all their
debts. So they had the tax debt, they had
personal debts
as well. So when you're looking at it from a client's perspective, you're paying interest on all those facilities.
And different interests.
And different interests.
30%,
yeah,
depending.
And when you sit down with your client and look at the interest that they're paying on each, they're close to sometimes 30 to 40% on total, because one could be 20%, one could be 18%, one could be 10%. So it all starts to add up. And then when you look at the funds that comes into their business, those clients effectively can't breathe and can't find a way out because they're constantly on that debt cycle.
Yeah, it's that debt merry-go-round.
It is. So what we did with the client, effectively, we made sure they were able to service on the end debt. So there was some end debt that they were able to refinance it out. So what we mean by end debt is effectively if a client, say, wants to borrow $100,000 and the funds that we're getting in for the client, effectively, there's the shortfall of $50,000. So what are they going to do with that $50,000 at the end of the facility? How are they going to pay that $50,000 back? So what we do is that we...
And that can be addressed in the exit strategy
too.
Yes,
that's correct. That's correct. So we look at effectively how the client can pay that that $50,000 shortfall. So we look at are they looking to refinance or, you know, what the other exit. So it's an exit on an exit effectively.
Yeah.
So what we did there, we were able to provide a flexible solution for the client. We listed, we had a couple of the properties that they were able to sell. We did it in 5 business days. Because they were in a tight situation during that period as well. So
is that debt consolidation and paying things out, that can really make a difference
as well?
It can.
It honestly can.
Yeah. And that...
And then, like I said...
Sleep apnea of a day.
It is. But like I said, I've been in the finance space for way too long, but you see so many clients when they come...
When did you start? When you were like 12?
I was so young.
They took her at primary school, ladies and gentlemen.
I was 23 when I got into the finance industry.
So you've been doing it for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's all the caffeine that goes.
You got me to blip
no, that. No. I'm 36, turning 37.
Wow, I thought you were in your 20s.
No.
Damn.
It's what caffeine does. It just freezes everything. and I blame my South American genes on. It's just, yeah, South Americans age a bit slower, I think.
Are you just gorgeous?
No,
I know you're South American.
South American. Like I said, so we see a lot of that. So one of the reasons why I got into private lending was I saw it similar to asset finance. It was quick, fast, but the solution was there to allow people to have that breathing space, because you hear the horrors. In private lending, you hear the horrors. You hear, I've reborrowed on this and this and this.
People generally share bad news stories.
They do.
More so than sharing good news stories.
They do.
So when it's and I think we as people should embrace that. These are the good news stories that happen.
Yeah.
So saving those people's houses, paying off that debt, letting them stress causes us to die inside.
It does. It honestly does.
So without that stress, we breathe, we live, so finding that solution to what's needed at the time is, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
Christmas is a-coming.
Christmas is definitely coming. but the one that we always hear in the – has actually popped up in the office last scenario would be this husband and wife had a property. They were renovating it. They were excited because they were going to give it to their son. The son unfortunately had passed away, and the family was just shocking grief. They were unable. No lender wanted to touch them. It was just they were in debt, and they didn't do anything for like 3-4 years on this property. They came to us. They were in dire straits because obviously the parents couldn't really
That's
work.
So
they were so sad. They came to us. We literally helped them out of a situation because it was technically a partial complete by that stage. And we helped them out of the situation. So, when it comes to this space, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're in a financial situation because they've put themselves in there. Sometimes things happen in
life.
Things
happen.
Yeah.
So I've had clients that have dealt with private lenders. They weren't paid for 6 months, 12 months. They got really big contracts and they had to put everything into it.
Yeah.
Three of their clients that they'd paid for goods or services had fallen over. Yeah. So, bad things happen to good people
it
as
does.
Well. So it's about the looking at their overall profile and saying, okay, can we fix it? Can we sort it? Can we work it? Can we find you a solution?
That's correct.
So, so we will wrap it up.
Yes.
You have to tell me either a little funny story.
Yeah.
Or a great joke.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Oh, gotta stretch
this
it out.
This is a challenge, baby. This is a challenge.
Funny story or a joke. I normally am good at jokes, but I don't have a joke today. I know. I'm normally good. I think it's because with jokes, I just come out with those. I've got dry humor. A funny story would have to be this has just happened to me personally. So I was obviously rushing to an appointment with a broker. And I happened to wear a black skirt. It was a little bit tighter than usual. And I quickly rushed over, and as soon as I went to sit down at the cafe, my skirt zipper had popped. Worst thing is I didn't realize it had popped until I got up from the meeting.
Oh, no.
So,
everybody knew what color your juice was.
I definitely. Now because of that horror, the broker was super lovely. It was a male broker. He's like, "Karen, are you okay?" I'm like, "Well, I might need to borrow your jacket because mine's in the car." So, what I do now every time is I have always change of clothes in my
car. See? You only have to learn once. Right?
But it was just that horror of knowing that your ass is out in the open.
So, years ago, I worked in Brisbane CBD.
Yeah.
and I was sitting down having lunch with some colleagues.
Yeah.
And this lady walked past and she went like that.
Oh, no.
And she shook her leg and she just kept walking. Her panties had fallen down to her feet. She realised it. So she just stepped out of him. She didn't look back. She didn't do anything. And I'm like, that, my dear,
is
a boss.
That is a
like,
boss.
That is a gold.
That
right.
is a boss.
She did. She just went. She didn't look down. She was just like.
Oh, I absolutely
and kept
love
walking.
That. I love
head,
that.
Head held high. She never stopped, never missed a beat. And everybody's like, yeah, her undies.
Wow.
Yeah, we're just like, are they, did she just.
Oh my god.
Heck yeah.
Oh my god, that but yeah. you know that's
See,
that's a boss.
Stories.
That's that, a yeah. boss. That is definitely a boss. I would have just probably frozen like crap.
Oh god. Mine would have been a lot bigger than yours. But, oh god.
but that's a boss
yeah.
move, definitely.
That was we were just like we weren't as mortified that her undies had come down.
No.
We were so in awe yeah. that she just kept walking
wow.
and was just, I'm not even going to look back and acknowledge
didn't
that
even
happened
flinch.
To me. Yep. I mean, and it was just like, wow. So we were more on that side of in shock and awe
yeah.
instead of the, holy crap, they're her undies.
Yeah. Well,
so.
Well, there you go.
Thank you so no, much for coming on. And if anybody needs to talk to a broker about private lending, remember funding, you can access some information on funding.com.au.
Yeah.
Like, share, and repost some of Karen's adventures. Karen and I have had a very interesting relationship. It's been fantastic.
Yes.
But we have talked about
everything.
A very eclectic topics, all right?
We go from
so,
finance
to all sorts of things, okay?
Non-disclosed.
So, yeah. That's for the MA.
That's for
they're for the
hours.
MA podcast.
Yeah.
they're on a later stage. So thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In. It's always delightful. And so glad that you could help those clients. That's
absolutely.
Great.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.